You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Governor Charlie Baker has released new data on opioid use and overdoses in Massachusetts, and he's outlining his plan to start dealing with opioid overdoses in what he's calling a public health emergency. Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutter says the number of opioid overdoses in Massachusetts skyrocketed to nearly 1,000 people in 2013.
That's a 46, almost 50% jump from 2012. And in addition to lives lost, our hospitals are experiencing an overwhelming number of people who require hospital stays or a trip to emergency departments.
Sutters and Baker spoke at the Hope House Treatment Center in Boston. Baker says he's establishing a 16-member working group which will hold public meetings and develop a strategy to prevent and treat addiction.
This has to be about prevention, intervention, and treatment, and all of those issues are going to be part of the conversation that's going to be led by the working group, and I'm anxious to move forward on this.
Secretary Sutters will chair the group, which plans to come up with recommendations by May. She says the group will build upon the recommendations that were made by Governor Deval Patrick's opioid task force.
And what we see is to build upon what the Governor Patrick started. The reason we're creating a working group is to really move quite quickly on coming up with some very tangible recommendations to the governor and to really open up a public dialogue across the state. As we said, you got to label it, you got to contain it, you got to manage it, you got to solve it.
Baker also said today that he wants to look at stricter regulations to get medical workers to participate in the state's prescription drug monitoring program. Also today, Senator Ed Markey said that in the coming days, he will reintroduce legislation to protect people who administer overdose reversal drugs from lawsuits.